Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool evening across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Perfect conditions for a night stroll or outdoor dining in Haifa. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran retains access to 30 missile sites along the Strait of Hormuz, according to the Times of Israel earlier today. Australia will join a naval mission led by France and the UK. Also, Iran's access to missile launch sites includes mobile launchers. This information comes from U.S. intelligence reports shared by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, former President Trump considers a limited strike on Iran or a temporary deal to open the Strait of Hormuz. According to Ynet, Israel supports broader strikes but fears backlash. Separately, a study reveals systematic sexual violence on October 7. The Australian Jewish News reports that these acts were used to terrorize Israelis. And finally, an Israeli report aims to shift the debate on October 7th's sexual violence from denial to accountability. The JTA noted this follows a two-year civil commission led by attorney Kokaf El-Kayam Levy. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English warned just minutes ago of a very serious situation. Former WTO head Pascal Lamy highlighted risks of a prolonged Hormuz blockade to global growth. Earlier today, I24N, EWS, shared insights on Iran's long-standing animosity towards Egypt, referencing a street named after Sadat's killer. Dan Bermawi shared his thoughts earlier today, reflecting on the aftermath of genocide. Now for more on those stories, starting with Iran's missile capabilities. The Times of Israel indicates that Iran's access to missile sites is a significant strategic advantage. This development involves both fixed and mobile launchers, boosting Iran's military flexibility. The involvement of Australia in the naval mission underscores international concern over the region's stability. Turning to former President Trump's considerations, Ynet reports that Trump is weighing military action or diplomatic deals to address tensions in the Strait of Hormuz. Israel's cautious stance reflects its complex regional interests and its desire to avoid escalating conflicts. Meanwhile, the reports on systematic sexual violence from October 7 have drawn international attention. The Australian Jewish News emphasizes the horror of these acts, which aim to instill fear. This revelation is expected to spark debates on accountability and justice for victims. On the economic front, first, Ilya Sutskever disclosed a $7 billion fortune associated with OpenAI during a trial, as reported by CTEC. This revelation highlights the financial stakes in the artificial intelligence industry. Separately, Minister of Economy, Barkat, has opposed Finance Minister Smotrich's comments comparing the previous government to the October 7 massacre. Walla Business reported his strong denouncement of such comparisons. And finally, Indian company KPIT plans to acquire Israeli startup Kymotive, according to Globes. The startup, founded by Yuval Diskin and Volkswagen, focuses on vehicle cybersecurity. This deal highlights the growing significance of cybersecurity advancements in the automotive sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.